Good morning, 8:40 here on the Mighty 690. Happy to have you along here on a Friday. Yeah, got some rain moving through the area. We're kind of in the middle of a nice big little bit of rain here, so that's always good to have a little more moisture, get us out of this drought a little faster. Joining us, we have Promotions Director and Executive Assistant Extraordinaire, whatever your title is. Tina Romayan is here with us.
Yeah, whatever.
She runs around and does things. So, you are here to talk about our upcoming KGGF auction, which that's why the lobby is filled with things.
Yes, if you drive by, you can see them. And if you stop by, you can see
them. I love that you guys add like one or two things a day. It like slowly increases.
Yeah, and then by the time it comes to auction,
we won't be able to get in the door. That's the goal, right?
That's the goal. Yeah. And we keep adding auction stuff every day. So drive by, look at the lobby, and see what you want to come bid on. Our auction is Saturday morning, and it is at the Coffeyville Rec Center at Walter Johnson Park.
Not this Saturday.
No, it's... The 3rd, June 3rd.
June 3rd.
Yes. So the doors open at 8, and then the auction starts at 9, and Mr. John Nichols will be with us again this year, so he does a really good job with us, and he's been with us for several years now, so we're glad to have him back, and we've got all kinds of things, from Kansas City Chief mats to... a jewelry cabinet.
Right.
Like, yeah, we've got chainsaws, and we have a battery-operated Sawzall, which is really cool.
I mean, I know gas-powered home appliances are great, but, I mean, especially if you use them every day, all day. Mm-hmm. But for, you know, those little occasional times you're going to be trimming, these electric ones are dynamite.
Yes.
And then you're not trying to get it going.
I like the electric ones too.
Yeah, they're really great, and it's just they're fairly lightweight too. It's not bad at all.
Right.
So why should people attend the auction coming up? What's the draw?
So the special thing about our auction is everything is brand new.
Which is unusual. Most
auctions that you go to, you know, you have things that are, you know, they've been there for 100 years, but this one everything is brand new, and everything's at a discounted price because we get to 80% of that retail price, and the auction shuts down.
Wow.
And whoever is the last bidder wins that bid. So
you're not going to pay more than 80% of new brand new retail. So
that's right. So you're guaranteed savings
right
off the bat.
We got stuff like dog food. I mean, like big old bags of dog food. And so, I mean, if you got a big old dog, you know how much you spend on dog food.
Dog food gets expensive. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we'll also have livestock as well from the Thayer Feed and Seed. We just don't have it in our facility yet.
Sure.
But it is coming. We are picking that up next week.
Wow.
So we also have a new Brewski's liquor store in Thayer that we're doing gift certificates for. And it's fun to have them on board, and it's always fun to add new people. And what else do we have? We have bird food as well. So my husband's big on feeding the birds.
A lot of people are, I've noticed.
Yeah,
you know, we've got neighbors who do that. I mean, it's great, especially during the winter. It's hard for them to stay around. So they do appreciate that, and this is a good deal.
And the fun thing is... I would not necessarily think to go to Bartlett Co-op to get a 30-pound bag of bird seed.
Sure.
But that's where we got it from. So that's kind of what we're designed, you know, kind of reaching out to the public saying, hey, these are the items that we have that you didn't really know we'd have,
food. It really does help to know, because oftentimes, you know, unless you stop into a business... I've done this many a time where I'm like, oh, I had no idea that you guys had this or that, you know, so it's a great reminder of how many local resources that we have,
right.
You know, even just chasing down pieces and parts for the radio station, you know, you're like, oh, you guys, I don't even have to order it from a big, you know, like Home Depot or something like that
right.
we don't have here. I can just walk across the street and get it sometimes.
Right.
So, and two, you know, shopping local is going to put that money back in the community. You know, we've got this half-cent sales tax that goes to various projects. So, you know, any of the shopping local we do, that is actually going to benefit the community here rather than, you know, your tax dollars going who knows where when you do online and whatnot.
Right. And that's what we want to encourage. And everybody likes to save money. So, you know, we add that extra, you get that guaranteed savings on top of that. So it's a win-win for everybody. It's a really fun day. We have free numbers, and we got great door prizes, including like overnight stays at Branson. So we have lots of fun things, and we have our gift certificates as well. So a lot of the businesses that we deal with will give us gift certificates for, like, I don't know, tires and service and merchandise and different things. And we also have those attraction certificates as well for like Oklahoma City, Eureka Springs, Branson. There's the Stafford Air and Space Museum in Weatherford. So we have a lot of different just like day trips that you could take with your family, and or weekend overnights or whatever, if you want to go out of town for a while, or if you're frequent to Branson and you want to stock up on show tickets for the times that you go, this is a really good time to do it, because they're just pennies on the dollar, these tickets. They're amazing. And some of these tickets are, you know, $100 a ticket, and you get really good savings on those gift certificates.
No, so that's fantastic. So what are the mechanics of how this works? I mean, do you need to come in and put a certain amount of money down on a number? How does it work?
No, it's free numbers. Okay. You come in, you register, okay, you get your free number.
Okay.
And so the fun thing about our auction, you can get your number and you go to your seat and you can write max on the back. Okay. So when we auction off an item, if you really want it, you see that and you just really want it, you can hold up your max sign and you don't have to wait for the auctioneer, wow, to reach that 80% price. You can just say, "Max, I want it. It's mine." And everybody's like, "Oh, man." But then you are guaranteed to win that prize.
Well, that's a cool little feature. I like that.
Yeah,
I've been in auctions before, or I would, you know, just go ahead.
Where it'd be like, "No, I don't want you to beat me. I want it right now."
Sure. We're like instant gratification around here. So
yes.
That's great.
So you can choose that. And we've had that happen a lot. And we have a lawnmower from Sandbagger. It's a Hustler lawnmower, and several times our lawnmowers that we've had throughout the years have gone for max bid because people just show up for that lawnmower. Mm-hmm. They just want it so bad, but you get that 80% price, so it's a whale of a deal.
Now, is there going to be a list of the items available anywhere? Do we have some? Yep. I know we've got some pictures and that sort of thing up.
Yes, we do have a website. If you'll go to kggfradio.com, across that scrolling bar at the top, it will tell you KGGF annual auction. If you'll click on that, it'll take you to our list, and you can also see all the items that we have up for bid. And as we get them in, they go on there. That's like the first thing that I do. We take pictures of them and we put them on there. So go check that out. And there's also a list of the gift certificates that will be there.
Okay.
So it's a PDF link, and it's right above all of the item that are pictured. So if you can't find us, give us a call and we'll help you out with that.
Now, but on the day of the auction, what methods, I mean, people can take those items right there and pay for them. What methods, mm-hmm, of payment are accepted?
We take all payment methods, cards, checks, and cash, of course. So yeah.
Great.
Any kind of payment method, we're set up for cards, so no problem there.
Cool.
And we have a great time when we go. There's just so much stuff. There's stuff for kids and moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas. And, I mean, we just run the gamut of different items. Like, we have this cutest little, I know you're going to look at me funny, but it's this little purse. It's a cloth purse, and it has this little stuffed pony in it. And I think it's the cutest little thing. Like, Dory and I both fell in love with it when we were shopping.
You can guarantee
yes.
it.
We got it from S&S Western Outfitters, and oh my gosh, it's so precious.
Well, you have been making the rounds doing some shopping. I mean, man.
Yeah, and you know, we've added some new ones up in Iola and
wow.
Chanute. Hey. And yeah, we go all over the place. So in Thayer, we've added new ones along the way. So yeah, and we still have time. So if you're a business and you're listening and you want to be a part of the auction, advertising never goes on sale. But, you know, this is kind of our way to give back. So
sure.
If you want to know more about it, please give us a call here. We'll send somebody over to visit with you about that. And you can be involved. And
yeah, I mean, this is a great way, you know, especially if you're a new, unique business.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of want to get on the map. this is a really great kind of salute to all the great retailers we have mm-hmm. out there. You know, we kind of got different seasons for everyone, and this is your chance right here.
Yes. And we try to show that diverse, you know, like you have these items and you have this items, you know, that kind of like Roman's Outdoor Power, you wouldn't really necessarily think to go there to buy toys, but they have the coolest toys.
Really? See?
They have these, we have a little Chevy pickup that's pulling a skid steer, and then we have just a little like a die cast skid loader, and there's a tractor, I believe, like you can pull it back and it runs across the floor by itself, you know, all the kids love that. So yeah, I never would have thought that they would have had all those fun toys, and they have like some collector NASCAR stuff in there too from the Kubota NASCAR truck. And so yeah, we also got a pole saw from there, which I find awesome.
Yeah.
Because those are so handy to have around, especially when you're short like me.
That's right. We always need our extender things. So that's some good stuff. Well, Tina, anything else we should know about the upcoming auction that is coming up? Let's give its date one more time and time.
It is Saturday, June 3rd. The doors open at 8. The auction starts at 9. You have a chance to come in and kind of peruse the items a little bit. We have free numbers. We have lots of door prizes, lots of different items. And, yeah, go to our KGDFradio.com website and click on that link for the auction and see all those fabulous items and the list of our gift certificates. So,
excellent.
And don't forget, I mean, it's a guaranteed savings, so it's worth your time coming out.
Very good. Well, I think we got you on at least one more time to give us a preview here of the auction. We'll remind everyone, but that is good. Coming up, don't miss it. And if you got your very own KGGF desk calendar, well, it's already on there in red.
Indeed.
All righty. Tina, thanks so much for stopping by. And we have open line coming up here in just a few. So keep it here on KGGF. We do have rain still falling in the area. 65 degrees right now. We're heading up to a high today right around 70.